This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. And Amazon's decision to split its new headquarters exposes a secret known to many companies. Finding top tech talent? Not easy. The Wall Street Journal broke the story Monday. Amazon has scuttled its original plan to pick a single location, opting for two hubs, and the move stems in part for its need for talent. More on that after these tech headlines. Keeping up with intense scrutiny amid an intense election week, Facebook dismantled no less than 115 Facebook and Instagram accounts as it continues to combat misinformation campaigns. U.S. law enforcement officials tipped Facebook off to the activity, which government officials believe may be linked to foreign actors. Facebook said it would provide more updates as it learned more from its investigation, including whether any of the activity was linked to the Internal Research Agency, a Russian troll farm alleged to be behind much of the Kremlin-backed disinformation efforts that targeted the 2016 election. As the U.S. labor market tightens, Foxconn considers bringing Chinese workers to Wisconsin. The company, a Taiwanese supplier to Apple, has been trying to tap Chinese engineers to supplement staffing for the Wisconsin plant. Foxconn said its Wisconsin first commitment remains unchanged in a written statement to the Wall Street Journal, responding to questions about its hiring plans. The state has pitched Foxconn's investment as a way to create tech infrastructure similar to Silicon Valley. In fact, it dubbed the southwestern Wisconsin area the Wiscon Valley in hopes of creating a Midwestern hub for tech talent. Video games are under a harsh spotlight by government regulators in China these days, but one piece of the market is growing despite the glare, and that's spectator video game competitions. These contests, known as esports, typically feature two teams of players facing off in battle games before live crowds that can number in the thousands. And apparently the huge Chinese fan base for esports is putting revenue, sponsorships, ads, and media rights on track to reach an expected $169 million this year in China. Alibaba's esports arm, AliSports, has already lobbied the International Olympic Committee to include esports as a competitive sport. This is after convincing the Olympic Council of Asia to admit esports as a demonstration sport in the 2018 Asian Games and a medal event in 2022. Coming up, on the heels of Amazon's surprising decision to split its new headquarters, a look at how tech talent is hard to find. So could it be that there are too many jobs and not enough tech talent, and that is why Amazon is set to split its HQ2 headquarters? There is a case to be made that the prospect of hiring 50,000 qualified people in one market just may have spooked Amazon. And as the Wall Street Journal's Lauren Weber writes, exposes something many companies have known all along, that good tech help is apparently hard to find. Joining us here in the podcast studio is Wall Street Journal reporter Lauren Weber. Welcome.
Thank you.
As the Journal reported, the driving force behind the big decision to build two HQ2 offices was so that it can recruit more of the best tech talent. And that's crucial to this whole story, this whole epic Amazon HQ2 story, is the tech talent and how it's so hard to come by these days. Why is that the case?
Well, today, competition really comes down to who your people are. It's no longer about brute force, physical labor. It's really about knowledge workers in today's economy. And so that's why companies like Amazon, but it's not just technology companies anymore. It's automakers, it's healthcare companies, it's insurers, financial services. They're all looking for the same small pool of employees.
And on an educational level, for instance, what's being done there or what's not being done in terms of training these young tech minds of the future? Where have we landed?
Well, politicians, educators, employers have been talking a long time about how we need more employees who are tech savvy, not necessarily computer science grads, but people who can understand the basic languages of technology and, work in that lingua franca. Right. And unfortunately, you can't just force people to study what you want them to study. And even though I believe the number of computer science graduates is going up, it's still not enough to satisfy all the demand out there for those workers.
And so you write about how, you know, whichever two places are chosen, your reporting gets into how that will actually indicate a lot.
Well, you know, they're choosing locations where they can find the people that they need, whether that means extremely highly trained employees who maybe have PhDs or other graduate degrees versus maybe a region where there might be more people at college level, bachelor's level, even high school grads maybe, who have the kinds of skills that they need. There might be an indication about what kind of workers they're going to be hiring in the places that they choose. But they're looking at things, they're looking at more than talent. They also want to make sure that there's a housing market that can support the level of hiring that they're doing, where it won't be prohibitive for them to attract and retain good workers. So there are a lot of factors that are at play here.
And one big way global tech companies have always worked around this shortage of tech talent is to attract workers from outside the country. So does that come into play here, and how so?
Well, I think companies like Amazon and others are realizing that TAP may be shutting down, depending on what happens with the Trump administration's
Sure.
policy around immigration. Right now, there's a cap on H-1B visas, which is visas specifically for workers that companies need to bring in from outside the country because they can't find those workers here in the U.S. Right now, that's 85,000 people. And it's been that way for a while. The Trump administration hasn't reduced that, but there's been talk about it. And they are apparently pushing back on a number of those applications and asking employers, can you really not find somebody here in the U.S. who has those skills? So employers are looking more and more at homegrown talent, whereas before they could rely to a certain extent on knowing that they could recruit from overseas.
Mm-hmm. Really important issue that highlights, what's at the core of this big story. So, Lauren, thanks so much for expanding on that for us.
Thanks for having me.
Again, Amazon's shortlist includes Virginia's Crystal City, a suburb of Washington, D.C., Dallas, Texas, and New York City. That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.